for us to get back into the mode. The mood is good because it's Friday. The mode, the vehicle, is the radio. A lot of terrestrial listeners around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, and Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, with lots of great information. I always look forward to having Phil on the program, not only because he's so well known and gives this program such great credibility.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
He and I are the number one fans, Jennifer, of Twizzlers. You didn't know that, right?
You guys like Twizzlers?
I am not a Twizzler fan.
Twizzlers. You told me you like Twizzlers. Strawberry, cherry, Twizzlers.
Have you seen the new advertising for the new two-flavored Twizzlers?
I have. I think that's what intrigued me about it. Two flavors in one. And by the way, there are lots of fake Twizzlers. There's only one real Twizzler.
Don't you like Red Vines better than Twizzlers?
No.
Oh, come on. You can bite the ends off and you can just set up
with
soda.
Jennifer.
No, that's okay. You can be with Jennifer. She's
especially
nice
when they're stale. Just like Peeps. Peeps are better when they're stale.
So do people send you, Phil Lambert gets sent every new product, every food that you could possibly imagine to be reviewed for his supermarketguru.com.
It's a tough job.
So do you get things as Twizzlers, candies and things that people?
Absolutely.
You do?
We get so many candies, it's unbelievable, especially since, you know, most of the candies that we review are amiss because either they're loaded with high fructose corn syrup or just too much sugars and so on. We're seeing a lot more healthy bars as replacements for candies. But, yeah, we get tons. You know, come Easter time, we have every Peeps flavor in the world sent to us.
Peeps.
One of my faves, those little marshmallow sugary things.
I've almost forgotten
about that. Chickens, bunnies,
Right. All right,
I like the good old-fashioned chicken.
I want to talk a little about the sweets that you are sent to review and what ends up in the supermarket, because your whole gig is basically talking about what is in the supermarket, where people can go, what aisle, what chain, how the food gets from where it comes to you. And I'm intrigued by, I don't spend a lot of time in the grocery store, but especially this time of year, because I eat mostly out of my garden. But I do go to get sometimes some fruit or, you know, I can get to the local stand or not. But when I'm going through the aisle, I see these same sort of snacks. And I wonder if people are discerning these days, Phil, knowing the difference between fresh snacks. Like I'm having a local blueberry muffin here in the studio in Washington where I am. And the company that makes it, the bakery, has these little apple pies, these handheld apple pies. And they say that people love this sort of thing as a snack on the road because it's vacation time. People are going in the car. They don't want to stop for lunch. People make their own lunches. So I wonder if you can go through the supermarket and find really fresh stuff, because what I'm thinking is in the old days, you used to go to the supermarket, not for anything local. You'd find stuff that was made in Hoboken and shipped to supermarkets all around the country. Remember Table Talk Pies? Remember them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were made in one place and shipped everywhere.
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much anymore.
Really?
Because the cost of doing business and transportation. So you might have Table Talk pies now being made in two or three or four different factories throughout the country to reduce on cost and shipping. But back to what you said before about summertime people eating in their cars.
Yeah.
They should stop eating in their cars. People should not eat in their cars. They should not drink coffee. They should not be on the cell phone. I mean, I got to tell you, especially in Los Angeles.
Why can't we drink coffee, or can we drink water in our cars?
No, you can't drink anything. Pay attention to people who are driving. I mean, I got to tell you, especially in California, which both of you know so well, I mean, they're idiots having a sandwich, coffee, and on their cell phone all at the same time.
Well, reading the paper and doing their makeup.
Yeah, and those are the guys. So we've just got to be a lot smarter about driving. We can kill people with these machines.
This weekend we can have a fun party on the 405 because there's not going to be anybody there.
I know. Well, I'm still in Puerto Rico.
No, are
you?
Wow.
I don't care.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they want.
It's not a big deal.
Just leave me out here by myself.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll be back on Monday, though.
All right, let's talk about something we've posted at DougStephan.com, a number of things from Phil for your information, for your listening and dancing pleasure. You had some important news about calcium and how we get calcium in our foods. Would you like to let us in, be at
sure.
Service?
There's a new report, and you know, there's not a lot of surprises here, that says that as we get older, we need more calcium. What is a surprise, and this comes out of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, where they looked at, I think it was close to 10,000 people from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, that even though people over 65 are having calcium supplements because mm-hmm. they understand how important calcium is to bone strength,
right.
it's not enough. They're just not getting enough because the average man, again, we're talking about people over 65, calcium intake decreased by, I think it was 22%, and in women it decreased by 14%. So the reality is we need to get a lot more calcium, not only from supplements, but those products that are rich in calcium, low-fat yogurts,
yeah.
Goats and cow's milk, sardines, sesame seeds, spinach, cheese. Cheeses, collard greens, all of those kinds of foods we need to consume more of.
Can you OD, Phil? Because there's a lot of grocery products now that have added vitamins, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin mm-hmm. B, all these cereals that are fortified in yogurts and drinks. Is that enough to OD, or do they not put that much in products?
Well, yes and no. Doug loves
it when he says
loves the question
it depends,
like that.
It depends on the nutrient. Yes, we can OD on certain nutrients, those that are not water soluble. So, for example, people drink vitamin water, and I get a lot of emails about that. Can I get too many, you know, vitamins from vitamin water? No, because the crap that's in vitamin water doesn't do anything for you anyway. It just flushes right out of your system. So you do want to be smart about it. And really the first step for any nutrient is get a blood test from your doctor. Find out what nutrients you might be lacking in and then take the appropriate categories. A few years ago when Oat Bran was all the rage, we actually saw people, it was reported that people were going into hospital emergency rooms having to be cut open because they had so much Oat Bran in their system it couldn't digest. So, you know, in this country, it's all feast or famine. You know, we see a trend, calcium. Oh, okay, so I'm going to drink 5 gallons of milk today.
Yay!
It's all about balance.
It's all about balance.
That's what we need.
Yeah, and
we are not a society who lives for balance.
No. Phil Lempert, at your service and on your side here on Good Day. Anytime you want to write to him, you can send it to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Actually, the supermarketguru.com is a great place to be in touch with him and find out. He's got reviews every week. You can sign up for those. It's very cool, the information and the way the information is presented. In a moment, everything you need to know about butter. How does that fit into this discussion of calcium? Coming up on quarter past the hour on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now more than ever, America's national parks are facing huge challenges because of budget cuts and environmental threats. But you can help. Join the movement to help Nature Valley to preserve America's national parks for future generations. Samantha Brown is a travel expert and television personality who has teamed up with Nature Valley on the National Parks Project.
I spend more than 200 days each year traveling, and some of my favorite places to visit are right here in the U.S. at our national parks. And I am just thrilled to partner with Nature Valley on this very important initiative, and I hope to encourage Americans to experience and help preserve these natural treasures.
For every UPC from specially marked packages of Nature Valley products entered at PreserveTheParks.com until October 31st, 2011, 10 cents will be donated to the National Parks Conservation Association, up to $100,000. And while you're there, learn about volunteer opportunities and to enter for a chance to win a National Parks trip this summer. I'm John Tridden.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Advice on food, things you
and
put
Jennifer
in.
And Jennifer Horn.
What, you have advice on Jennifer too?
No, but you're just saying.
Look at Phil representing for me.
Los Angeles contingent here, a little out of control. I was about to give Jennifer the credit that she so richly deserves. Okay, speaking of rich,
yes.
Butter, real butter. Everything you had posted at Supermarket Guru, and we posted it at DougSteffen.com. Everything you need to know about butter.
Well, what we have is we have what we call 101s, and in fact, these 101s will also be appearing on our mobile app that comes out in about a month or so.
Yeah.
I started doing 101s probably about 20 years ago and decided that, hey, what's the matter? Why aren't we putting them on the website? So every week you're going to see at least a new 101. This week it's butter, and I happen to love butter, and butter gets a bad rap. I think it gets a bad rap for a bunch of reasons.
Not so much anymore, though. Don't you think it's...
I'm sorry?
Not so much anymore. It's come back around since everybody figured out how bad margarine is. It should never even have been produced and sold, margarine.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. And butter, if you use anything, back to our conversation before, in moderation, it's fine. You put a little butter on toast, it's not going to kill you. You cook with a little bit butter, it's great. Frankly, do a little butter when I'm cooking with butter and olive oil because I like the flavor mixture between the two of them. But people are very confused about butter, and what you really want to do, and this sounds odd to a lot of people, you really want to read the ingredients carefully on butter. The only ingredients that should probably be there are milk, cream, and salt. Sometimes you'll see the word annatto, which is just a coloring agent. It's harmless, doesn't have any drawbacks to it. That's it. When you start to see these other monosyllabic, can't even say the word, words in there.
You can't say it. It can't be good for you.
Exactly. Then you're not getting real butter. And, you want to be smart about it. My only caution to people is, and I happen to love whipped butter because about 25% of it is actually air. It's easier to spread, is you don't want to use whipped butter for cooking. You'll get a whole different, texture and mouthfeel, and typically it'll burn a lot faster.
Really? Yeah. All right, but then butter... I found Smart Balance to be good, not plugging it for any other reason, but I like the local. We're trying to make butter, raw butter, on my farm, the dairy farm.
Jennifer, that would be a great picture of Doug there with a butter churn.
Yeah.
I think that'd be
awesome. Put that on the website.
Right. So we could watch him do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a couple of butter churners, as it were, in the store. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check him out at supermarketguru.com through DougSteffen.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio is all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck, to the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody condoms. Needs condoms.
Hey, Doug, is it condoms, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Exactly.
You know who else he can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm dancing. All the boys' friends used to come and go. Why not come?
Come on, Michael, move it.
It's only natural.
Why don't we have the television camera on here today, now that I'm here?
It's not the camera, it's the computer that feeds the video.
It doesn't work. All right, who is this, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
No!
No.
You're kidding.
I'm sorry.
Is that much of an age disconnect? You don't know who this is? Crank it up, Michael. My God, what a travesty.
Sorry.
Who this is. She's the number one song during this week in 1983. How old were you then? Two.
In 83, 78 to 79, 79, 80, 81,
81, 81, 81.
I was five.
Five. Okay. Should have remembered this. Could have been playing on all the pop stations that you were beginning to listen to.
It sounds a little familiar. I just don't know who sings it. Is that terrible? Is that such a crime?
Awful. Disgraceful. Disgusting. It always ended up in a big round. All right, these are the Kinks, and the song is called Come Dancing, English group. You know the Kinks, Jennifer?
I do. I've heard of them, yes.
You've just heard of them? All right.
Sorry, it wasn't my thing.
I got it. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Roberta back on Monday. Richie will be at full strength on Monday. I don't know how long that'll last, but we'll hope for a day anyway.
She'll know the Kinks. Is that what you're trying to say? That she's better than me because she knows the Kinks? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know
that
she's better than you. All right, let's see if, Jennifer, you may not, you are not allowed to identify this voice.
Okay.
We have a mystery voice quiz right now. I'm going to play audio from an interview this lady did and see if you can figure out who it is. 800-510-8255. Will the mystery voice please speak out?
So not only are you running for president of the United States,
right.
You also want to become the prime minister of Israel.
Yes, I do.
So why are you doing that? Naturally. It's a twofer.
Because I want to solve the world's problems. I've drank a lot of wine and tried to figure out how the solution should be. And now I have them, and I want to share them with the world.
Cool.
Can you give us one of them, a solution?
Well, a solution to what?
Debt. The debt.
To any of the world's problems.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh, I have a whole new government in mind. I like to junk this whole government because it doesn't work and it's broken. It sucks. Both sides. Forget it. Doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And thank you.
Already. You got your platform.
And, of course, I'd like to legalize marijuana. That's kind of the basic of my... Forgive all student loans, too.
Yeah. You know, another person who thinks that she actually has some solutions for this nation is Sarah Palin, but I hear you think she's totally stealing your act right now.
I do kind of think she's stealing my act. But I did like her reality show, and it was very much, you know, inspiration towards my reality show and from my running for president.
All right.
I'm overrun by wild pigs over there my farm.
Yeah. Okay. Who's that? 800. 800.
Can you imagine being married to her for a long period of time?
Can't even imagine being in the same room with her without wanting to smack her. 800. And I'm not a violent sort of a guy.
No, you aren't.
All right. It's 800-510-8255. Identify that voice. It's the mystery voice. 800-510-8255. I'll give you one clue. It's not Phil Lempert. That's not Phil Lempert's voice. Phil was just here. Our poll today, which I forgot to mention whilst Phil was here, has to do with coupons. Coupons. That's been the focus a lot. Roberta with the Queen of Cheap has a lot of coupons.
People there. Love them.
We do. We have great coupons. So do you use them? That was the question yesterday that we posed in our poll at DougStephan.com. Here are the results, Jennifer. 38% of those who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said they hardly ever used coupons. 18% said I use them about half the time. 15% said I cut them out, but I usually forget them. Let's see here. 13% said I never go shopping without coupons, and 14% said I never use coupons. So that's a pretty interesting reflection. The number of people who hardly ever use them surprises me, because I think most of us, I don't use them as much as I used to. I used to go shopping and buy what I had coupons for.
Especially with kids, all the fun package stuff.
29 after the hour on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question, shall we? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. We'll have Dr. Ken along in a few minutes with his Daily Dose. Plus, a big story from Los Angeles. A thief has made away with something that you can't possibly imagine how he or she would make away with it. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, we had a mystery voice. And it is not, I'll give you a clue, it's not any of the astronauts. Right? Astronauts...
Definitely not.
Not one of the somebody who might want to be in outer space.
Someone who's in outer space. Exactly. Yeah, could be, right. She's in outer space.
Yeah. By the way, the astronauts making this last shuttle trip are garbage haulers. This week, they're cleaning out. I heard some audio. Rocket Man, Elton John, one of their favorite tunes, playing in the space station. And they're collecting all the garbage up there because nobody's going to go up for a year. So they're loading up. Imagine this. What kind of undignified end for Atlantis is this? It brought up all kinds of food and clothing and other household goods that were necessary for the next year because nobody's going to be able to get up there. And they are now cleaning all the garbage out. So what will happen to Atlantis is it'll land back on Earth loaded with garbage from the space station.
Way to get out in class, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Haul that garbage back.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, speaking of garbage...
Do they recycle?
Right. I think they just throw... You know, all the stuff about space junk. The astronauts report every time they go up in one of these shuttles, they hit a half a dozen different things that are just floating around in space. You know, there's talk about the orbit that various things go in the space shuttle, but there's also a lot of space junk that's out there just floating around. You got to look out for some of that. At any rate, the voice of the day, just a little excerpt, Michael, if you will.
So not only are you running for president of the United States, you also want to become the prime minister of Israel.
Yes, I do.
So why are you doing that?
Naturally.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer. Because I want to solve the world's problems. I've drank a lot of wine and tried to figure out
how... All right, so who is this? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Chris is in Williamsport. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning, Doug. I'm good.
That's good. Who do you think that is?
It's Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell, it is not. But you're close.
Kind of close.
But no cigar.
Ish.
Thank you, Chris. Cole in Woodstock, Virginia. What do you think the voice? Identify that voice for us, Cole, will you?
Speaking of garbage, that was Roseanne Barr.
What a cheap
Cole,
shot.
Terrible.
Cheap shot. Bad shot.
Hey, you're the one that said you wouldn't be able to stand it if you were married to her.
That would be me.
But you see, I wouldn't be able to stand it if I was married to anybody.
That's true.
They couldn't stand being married to me either. So that's how we cooked that. Roseanne is the right answer, Cole. So you'll get the
Good
Doug
work.
Steffen Prize. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second. Let me do this. I've got all of the technicalities worked here, Michael. I'm doing a fine job. At 35 past the hour, 25 before the new hour, one of the things that I like best about this program is being able to present to you a variety of items that are on people's minds and maybe even stimulate you to think about something that may not be on your mind. And that's why I'm happy to have a connection to Michael McMaster, who joins us a couple of times a week here on Good Day, with overviews of how you can get a better sense of self. I don't know how you've been described by people over the years, Michael. By the way, welcome. Jennifer and I are happy to have you back.
Thank you.
One of the things that is important for people to realize is how powerful they are. When you were on with Uri Geller earlier this week, he was very impressed with you, by the way. One of the things that we were talking about, because Uri is big into using your mind, and it is one of the things that is least used. Now, we hear all of this stuff about you only use 10% of your brain or 20%, whatever it is. How do we manage, how do we use some of your techniques to make life better, to find yourself happier in a better place, et cetera, to open up some of the things, the crevices in your mind that might not be utilized otherwise?
Okay. You know, I have this saying is that where the mind goes, the man follows. And basically what it is, we become what we think about the most. And a lot of people these days, you know, they have fear about a lot of different things.
Yeah, fear-based thinking. Horrible.
Yeah, fear-based thinking. And fear is a thought. And it's a thought that you create that actually creates the feelings of fear. But you can change that within a moment. So every time you have a fear of thought about, or a thought of fear, whatever it may be, change it to another thought. And
easier said than done, though, don't you think? And that's what people who don't want to do this, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, it's easy to say that, but how do you do it? That's what we want from Michael, is how do we do these things?
Okay, one big question I get from a lot of women is that, how do I forget about this man I can no longer stand that I was dating? And the thing that I tell them is simple. When you think about him, change the thought to something else. Because what happens is that it takes about 28 days for the brain to sort of rewire itself that way. And so the less you think about something, the less it keeps coming up in your mind.
All right, so how about if you replace the guy that you don't want to think about with a guy you do want to think about?
Keep thinking about him all the time.
Yeah.
Like a swamp.
All right, so Jennifer, let's see if we can get this to work. Jennifer, you've had men in your life.
I have men in my life, yes.
You have them. But you've had men, you and I have had this conversation about men. You've even asked me, what do I think about that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, in my productive way, say, I think he stinks.
Yes, he's not good enough for you. I hear that a lot.
Yeah, okay. All right. So then how does Jennifer, who may be really interested in some of these guys who are bad for it, get these guys out of her mind? Michael?
Just stop thinking. Stop thinking about them.
Stop thinking.
Back to easier said than done. Isn't it better to replace that person with the ideal, even maybe somebody that you've met?
Adjust your focus.
Yeah, or somebody that you'd like to, the type of person, again, using the power of your mind, the visualization technique, whatever it is, you may have you always tease about Brad Pitt or somebody like that.
Oh, no, I don't want Brad Pitt.
He's dirty,
no.
But somebody, think of somebody.
I just want someone funny and nice, maybe a little tall.
But find that person and put that person in your mind, Michael, right?
Right. Okay, Jennifer, let me tell you something. When it comes to relationships, you want to create the ideal person in your mind, whatever it may be, wherever you think the person should be, and you'll draw that person to you. A lot of us, what we do is that when people break up in relationships, the most astonishing thing that happens is that they usually start dating somebody that's very similar to the person they broke up with.
How many times have you heard women say, I married the same man twice, or the same type, or the same thing that men say about women? I married
repeating
the same
pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
The reason why that happens, and it's a little bit spiritually based, but we attract what we think about all the time.
Yeah.
So if you think about what you don't want in a relationship, I can guarantee you you'll keep getting that. And so as soon as you start to change it to, you know, I want something like this, that's what you'll start to attract into your life.
Do you make a list? Because I know a lot of crazy girls that make lists. Is that a good thing or is that nuts?
You know, for some people, a list is good because some people, they work that way. And other people are visual. So I tell people, it's better to try to picture the person. But some people, they need...
I thought you were going to tell me to draw them, and then I thought, oh, great, I'm going to be dating a stick figure. Because I can't draw.
Could be.
Got it.
But make a list. And I'll tell you something else very quickly that works as well. The way you change the dynamic between a relationship between two people is that you have to send a different feeling towards them. And I teach this with people who have problems with their bosses and things like that. If you change what you feel towards a person, they actually pick that up and start to respond that back to you. So you have a lot of power in relationships and how to attract relationships and then what you can turn it into as well, purely just by the way you think about it.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to start thinking.
It's the law of attraction, really, Michael, isn't it?
Yeah, you can call it that. It's the law of attraction, but it works within everything. It's how life works. And once you start to practice it, you start to see that.
All right. Now, you have a myriad of CDs that people have been using and had great success with. How do people find you have, for example, here, the technique that we're talking about, it is in CD form. The ideas right. that Michael has, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these CDs. And you can help yourself to one or two or three or four of them or however many you want by going to Michael's website. Michael, right. I always get your email and I get your website messed up.
Okay, it's Michael-McMaster.
That's what it is.
.com. Well, just Google me and it'll pull me up first. And I have my millionaire challenge on there if you want to make $1 million in 100 days.
Actually, you can find it. If you go to DougSteffen.com, now that I think about it, go to DougSteffen.com. Michael McMaster's picture is there in the contributors box. Click on that. Find out how you can make $1 million in 100 days. Right?
Yep, and we're going to hear about Jennifer's wonderful new man she met this week.
That's right. And
she's going to do it. I'll be your guinea pig.
And she's going to make $1 million in 100 days, too. We'll put them all together.
That's a good one.
She's going to make him do that.
One way or the other, it'll get done. The job gets done when you're thinking about it in the right way. Michael-McMaster.com. Again, go to DougSteffen.com. You'll get all the instructions on how to find Michael and how to make $1 million in 100 days. It's all there. And all you have to do is help yourself to it. Michael, good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We'll visit with you again next week, 17 before the hour. Dr. Ken coming up, plus the investigation going on this week in Los Angeles to find something that shouldn't be that hard to find, but it had been stolen. Let's find out about that in a moment before we get to Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds. So sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
As promised, before we get to Dr. Ken, Jennifer, big news from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. This week, feds have launched an investigation into the theft of mailboxes from in front of post offices in Pacoima, Glendale, Burbank.
My neighborhood.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Right down the it's down the street from you. So here's what's happened. These things weigh about 200 pounds when they're empty. So when they're full of mail... And that's what the story is here. These mailboxes were full of mail. The idea is, or at least what people are theorizing, the thefts are a trend. They have happened elsewhere in our country, and there's a $10,000 award out for information leading to the arrest of the people who are stealing these mailboxes, taking the mail out of them. It's identity theft. That's what it is. How do you go to the front of a post office?
But and these things are bolted. Lift that thing up without being noticed.
No, they're bolted down. There's four bolts in concrete. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're just sitting there. You got to take the bolts out.
I know. You got to undo them
and get them and haul them away. Wow.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. Talk about identity.
Criminals, if they would use their will and their smarts for good instead of evil, I'm telling you, it'd be a better place.
Well, we have good instead of evil. Dr. Ken here in a moment with all the news you need to have on placebos. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
All right, so Dr. Ken, everybody's talking about Salonpas with good reason. If you've got mild to moderate aches and pains, muscles, joints, the strains, sprains, simple backache stuff, Salonpas, now that we've been talking about it, we've really found from our listeners, this is the A number one best way to get rid of that problem.
These samples just fly out of my office, Doug. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. Avoid the problems of those pills through your stomach. This does work. Two forms, arthritis form and pain relief form.
Go to drkenshow.com. Look for the Salonpas button. Click on that and get yourself the free samples of Salonpas. All right, lots of news today, Ken, on the placebo effect. It seems to me we've had a lot of news this year. Is it me, or am I imagining that there have been a lot of items that have analyzed, or a lot of studies analyzing, the so-called placebo effect?
Well, research does go in cycles, and it seems like there's a resurrection this year of placebos. There's two publications this week, Annals of Family Medicine, and also the New England Journal of Medicine. Doug, the placebo effect is when people get better if given a fake or placebo treatment. It sometimes works even when people are not fooled and when they know they're getting the sugar pill instead of the drug. The news today is that when people are believing that they're getting some sort of cold remedy, even when it's placebo, it works. That was in the Annals of Family Medicine and the New England Journal of Medicine. Placebos given for asthma have worked. So we've known in the past that they work for chronic pain, depression, inflammatory disorders, and even cancer. And the bottom line here, the message for those of us who take care of patients, is that caring may count as much as medicine when it comes to making a sick person feel better, even when that person really needs the medicine. And that's the bottom line in the New England Journal of Medicine. Even asthma patients get better.
All right, so that's good news, actually. And speaking of that, there's a story about the continuing focus on dementia and Alzheimer's, big problem for baby boomers. And there is good news for those who are taking care of themselves, Ken.
Absolutely. Medical Journal of Neurology. Doug, we've talked about in the past how the risk factors for stroke, heart disease, blood pressure, and diabetes all affect your risk of getting dementia. But the news is that your overall health also affects it. This is called the frailty index. Mm-hmm. It includes things that you wouldn't think are related to dementia, like skin problems, difficulty with hearing and vision, and whether or not dentures fit properly. So your overall head to toe, the quality of your health affects your risk of getting dementia, out of the Medical Journal Neurology this morning.
One of the journals talks about Natron's Healthy Trinity, probiotics always being examined here. This is a great way for you to soothe the problems in your stomach, is it not?
Natron's Healthy Trinity is a wonderful probiotic. The healthy bacteria helps your immune system work better, and it helps with all of those nuisance stomach and intestinal symptoms.
Try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. Call them at 888-9-NATRON. Order a regular supply. You'll get a free 14-day supply free from Natron, 888-9-NATREN.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Best part of the show, some people say. I don't know about that. It's not fair. It's good for Chuck Curry's
ego.
Some
people like Chuck's wife say.
Right, exactly. His daughter, they think it's great.
Yeah.
Chuck Curry and movie moments as we start out with movie music. This is From a View to a Kill, Duran Duran. Movie was number one during this week in 1985, as was the song, Chucker. This is a good James Bond, pretty much typical James Bond bill of fare, wasn't it? A View to a Kill?
I enjoy it. I know a lot of critics have not much regard for it. It was Roger Moore's last film as 007, but
it was good. Roger Moore stuff.
Grace Jones was a lot of fun in that.
Yeah,
film.
Sure. She got blown up at the end, but it was a nice ride while it lasted. Who else? Tanya Roberts is in that one too, isn't she? Isn't she the one?
She is now on the plus side. I'll say she looks very good in the movie. Her acting
wasn't that great.
So
no. She, as I understand, had been a favorite of the Saudis over the years. Did you know that?
No, I did not. She was one of Charlie's Angels in the original.
Yeah. The Saudi royal men like blondes that look like her, and they'll go anywhere. They have the money. They go anywhere to try to wrap them up, if you know what I mean.
It's because blondes rock.
I've heard that. Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Whether they're real or not.
By the way, I just wanted to say I'm a little tired. I was compelled to go to see Harry Potter last night at midnight.
Yeah.
With 200 people at my local community theater, about three-quarters of them were all dressed up as Harry Potter characters. It was a lot of fun.
So it's
amazing, but a lot of fun.
I've been told Roberta went to see it last night down in Florida. She said it was intense, exciting. Excuse me, a really good. She's been down there with that bunch all week long in Orlando. The 3,400 people that were invited down there to take advantage. The interest has been very high. Matter of fact, our poll today at DougStefan.com, are you going to see the new Harry Potter movie this weekend? A, I already saw it at midnight. B, I wouldn't miss it. C, I'll go if the lines aren't too couple of weeks. E, I'll wait for Netflix. Or F, I have no interest in Harry Potter. What are you predicting it will do? Because part of what we talk about here on Friday, the movies that are coming out this weekend, what do you think? This is a $100 million easy shot, right?
Well, yeah, predictions are around $150 million. It's playing on 4,200 screens around the country. And the fans of this series, by far, this is the most front-loaded fan base of any franchise
right.
In the business.
And completely critic-proof. Completely.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I can't say I'm a huge Harry Potter fan because I'm not, but the film is very, very good.
Yeah.
It's tightly paced. It's very well directed. Mm. And it's totally emotionally satisfying for fans. Yeah. It really is.
Well, that's what you want from the last movie in a series like this.
It's done a really good job.
Yeah. All right. So Chucker recommends the Harry Potter movie. Good luck standing in line, especially if it's hot. Good luck for that.
The first few days, it'll be crowded, no doubt.
Very busy. Okay. Let's go back for a moment here. I'm going to give you only one clue. This movie is so well known, and we've run through this movie, I don't know, in the history of us doing this program, I'm sure we've asked to identify this movie three or four times. So to make it easy or not, this is the gimme shot. This is the one putt. You listen to this, you'll know what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255. Anybody who hasn't won before in Movie Moments got the right answer. You'll win if you get on the air first. Here is the one and only audio clue you're going to get.
Tell her I love her.
He says he loves you.
Sam would never say that.
Ditto. Tell her ditto.
That was ditto.
Got it? I'll give you a hint. It's not a section. It's not an excerpt from The View.
It sounds like it, though.
That might be. But it's not. All right, Chucker, you got it, right?
I think I got it.
800-510-8255. What's the name of that movie? Chucker's got movie news, or at least predictions, beside Harry Potter. What else is out this weekend?
One other film Disney releases. It's animated, new Winnie the Pooh movie. It's standard animation. I'm curious to see how it'll perform at the box office. A couple movies.
I want to see it. Is that lame?
You want to see a Winnie the Pooh movie?
Kind of.
Yeah, bless you.
I like Winnie the Pooh. It's filming currently underway on the remake of Paul Verhoeven's 1990 great action movie Total Recall, the original starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. This one, directed by Len Wiseman, who did the last Die Hard film, stars Colin Farrell. I've seen a couple of stills. I just don't understand why they would remake that movie.
Especially with him.
2012. Yeah, I mean, of all the leading men in the business, I don't get it.
Nah.
And one more bit of casting news. Edward Norton will play the villain in the next Bourne Identity movie.
Yeah, he's good.
The Bourne Legacy. Jeffrey Renner takes over.
He's a good bad guy. Frankie in Orchid, California. What's the name of that movie?
It's Ghost.
It is Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Good job, sir. Hold on a second. Pitch a nice prize. Thank you very much. 59 after on Good Day.